Tomahawk Talk, Ari Masuni, Kurt Weiler, Derek Buckley, and Brian Beattie. Now, Michael Hudak joining us for our seminal segment. Michael, it's been a dabbing in the tank over there. Michael, pump yourself up, buddy. It's been an exciting week here for FSU Athletics. What you got for us?
How's it going, Aria? A good Monday evening to you all sports fans. You are listening to Tomahawk Talk, and this is Michael Hudak with your Seminole segment. It was a busy weekend in Seminole sports, and I've got everything you need to know from Friday through Sunday, as well as what we can look forward to this coming week. We start on the courts. Both FSU men's and women's tennis had big-time matchups this past weekend. Despite getting their serve on Friday afternoon in a 6-1 victory against Boston College, the Lady Noles got served yesterday when they welcomed into town the 12th-ranked Virginia Cavaliers. In a doubles point that could have gone either way, it was the 21st-ranked player in the country, Cavalier Danielle Collins, and her teammate Megan Kelly, that would get the W against Gabriela Castaneda and Julia Mikulski 6-1, setting up Cavaliers Cassie Mercer and Stephanie Nauta to clinch the point with their 7-5 triumph. For head coach Jennifer Hyde, it's all about the positives. Quote, "We did exactly what we needed to do. We were aggressive and gave ourselves the opportunity. It was a shame we didn't capitalize, but I'm glad to see we were right there." Close quote. If we're focusing on the positives, it would be wrong to ignore what senior Michael Rinaldi accomplished this weekend on the men's side. The Demon Deacons of Wake Forest came in Sunday looking to shut out their opponent for a 9th straight match. Rinaldi had other plans. Winning his singles match in straight sets 6-4, 6-3, Rinaldi defeated the senior John Ho to give FSU their lone point of the afternoon. Next up, the men hit the road Friday to take on Notre Dame before welcoming in 14th-ranked Oklahoma Sunday afternoon. An ongoing rainstorm would cancel the final two games of FSU baseball's 3-game weekend series against NC State, but not before Cal Raleigh would make it rain Friday night. The freshman sent a monstrosity of a home run over the left center field wall in the bottom of the 7th inning, giving him his 3rd of the season and the Seminoles the cushion they needed to finish off the Wolfpack by a final score of 8-5. Senior righty Mike Compton was relieved by Jim Boyles, who gave up his first earned run of the season before handing the ball off to Matthew Kinney, who pitched 2 hitless innings en route to his 2nd victory of the season. The Seminoles, now 18-5, will make the trip across I-10 over to Jacksonville, where they will take on the 2nd-ranked team in the country, the Florida Gators, in a neutral location tomorrow night. Last they met, Florida State failed to put up a single run, much in part to UF starter Dane Dunning, who struck out 5 Seminoles in 5.2 innings on March 15th. The righty Drew Carlton will get the start for FSU tomorrow. He's 4-0 on the season with 22 total strikeouts. First pitch is scheduled for 6 p.m. Tuesday. Florida State has won 2 of their last 3 games in Duval County. There are some qualities in the world of sports that you simply cannot coach. The leadership, integrity, and grit that Florida State football players like Jalen Ramsey, LaMarcus Brutus, Reggie Northrup, Roberto Aguayo, and Terrence Smith, among others, have given this program over the years will never go unappreciated. And tomorrow we get to see those talents on display right here on campus for the final time. They, along with 8 other former Seminoles, will be participating in the annual Florida State Football Pro Day, where scouts and talent gurus from all over the National Football League will be in attendance to see just what this tremendous 2016 draft class has to offer at the next level. Needless to say, all eyes will be on the 2-time All-American cornerback / safety Jalen Ramsey, who is currently projected by Todd McShay and Mel Kiper as a top-5 prospect in the country. And lately, there has even been some buzz as to whether or not the Tennessee Titans will take him with the #1 overall pick. If this was the case, it would be history, as Florida State would be the first school since USC in 1968 to have back-to-back #1 overall picks in the NFL draft. All participants will take measurements just after 9 a.m., with scouting reports taking place shortly after that. Well, that does it for this Seminole segment, and I thank you for tuning in. For V89 Sports, this is Michael Hudak. Now back to Tomahawk Talk with Aria and the guys. You are listening to WBFS Tallahassee, the voice of Florida State.
Michael, excellent as always. Thank you so much.